So
it's getting done. It's getting done. I mean, if you really think about it, right?
There's a lot getting done, but there's still a lot I feel in my soul that can be stopped. And I think America's going to have its pushback point, and it just might be winter's coming. And if the truckers strike and we start to have grid problems and there's food scarcity, and I said this in 2020 to friends, family, don't know if I said it on your show because I will never be able to remember anything I've said on your show. But until this country is experiencing the evil, a little bit of Venezuela, where you cannot get food, that is when shit will get real.
That's when it always gets real, when it comes down to being hungry.
It's got
to
go that far. Yeah. I don't want to see it go that far. I don't. But like when Biden made that speech last week, and I told you I'm happy he made the speech because I want him to piss off the people.
What, that we're tired of waiting?
That and about the federal mandate, the little Hitler speech that he did.
Right.
That's the only way to, because at that point there were fence sitters. And at that point, the fence sitter said, no. And that's what you're going to do with somebody like Nicki Minaj. You're only going to fuel her. She doesn't strike me as the type of woman that's going to say, oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. I better go out and, you know,
she's playing with house money, man. She's made her money. She doesn't, she doesn't have to make another dime, and she's playing with house money. You know? Yeah. That's why you don't mess with people who have nothing to lose. I mean, what are they going to take from her? You think her fans are going to listen to her? Fauci? I mean,
right.
You know, her and other people, as soon as they allow people and give people a window, an insight, that basically, I think one of the things this thing would come undone pretty quick. If they shine a light on a guy like Fauci and they show people how insane it is that the guy who unleashed the plague is now the face of the solution, it's over. It's over. It's like, wait a minute. Hey, the front man, he was behind it the whole time. You know? I mean, the question is, how do you get there? That's the question.
And nothing's going to happen to him. He'll just go away like Burks did and everything. He's just going to go off into the sunset. Nothing's going to happen to these people. What you need is for the House of Cards to collapse. And that's why I said, right before she did that, a few days, I can't remember when I said it, I said this will be over when the left says it's over. Because they're the ones driving this train the hardest. They're the ones that are perfectly fine with segregation. They're the ones, perfectly fine with you being ousted from society. They're the ones doing this. But once they have friends affected by this, or they're affected by this, or somebody like Nicki Minaj speaks out, and that's just one person, you start to get other people agreeing with her. That's the monkey wrench that Catherine Austin Fitz laid out when she was on the show. That Mr. Global sometimes gets way thrown off of his track because, and see, this is the thing with AI. They can't harness the human spirit, the human soul. They can't harness that. So that's something they can't tap into. So we are very unpredictable creatures. As much as they think we're predictable, because they indoctrinated generations, that still doesn't mean somewhere in your DNA there's a rise up or push back. We are unpredictable at that point. And they know that. That's why they keep trying to control us. They were loving every minute of it with the mask. Oh, that was great. And it was like, wow, we've got the entire country cooperating. Everybody's cooperating, no problem. Then came the riots. And still, they still had control. Shut down the school. So just shut down this. Total control that they still have a stronghold in major Democratic states and metropolitans. And it is going to work for some. And some people are made to be controlled because they've been indoctrinated for so long, they don't have any critical thinking skills of their own to begin with. So from cradle to pre-K to kindergarten through school, you were told, you were not taught to think for yourself. And that went up through college. College is no more teaching logic or critical thinking. No. It's, you want an A on that paper, you're going to have to write it to the way we expect you to write it. So when they go out into the workforce, they're going to be hired by a company that knows you're going to do as you're told. No, don't ask questions. Wait, you think you could do it better? No, we didn't ask you. And there's a lot of that out there, but there still are the critical thinkers and the pushback people. And they are pretty much the unvaccinated right now. And that's, we are the government, the global government's problem child, that they are still trying to figure out what to do with us.
Well, you know, it's not just, I mean, there's many reasons people are not vaccinated. And one of the reasons is something that they've, the CDC has failed to show the science and the data and the numbers. I want to see the numbers on natural immunity. Folks who've had COVID, they've recovered, folks like myself, right? And we know that the natural immunity, of course, the very fact that it's natural is going to be much, much more effective than anything these guys can cook up. But, you know, they say unvaccinated this, unvaccinated that. Well, a lot of people have had COVID and they bounce back. And
that's right.
And their primary care physicians and other people have told them, you don't need this. You don't need this.
That's right.
So they're not going to budge. You can't beat natural. And
no, and the more you try to browbeat them, see, and that's another thing they lied about. This is where you can match up those videos. At one point, they said if you had it, you didn't need it.
Yeah, well, more than one point, they said it. It was like nonstop. Right. You know?
If you remember early on, it was if you were asthmatic, you shouldn't get it. If you had anaphylactic, you shouldn't have it. If you had autoimmune issues, they had all the reasons for the people that shouldn't have it. Now, it's everybody and pregnant people and children and people with cancer are getting vaccinated, or people that need a surgery have to have the vaccine before the surgery.
I mean, that's like their big thing, the immunocompromised. They're saying, oh, you have correct. To get it first. It's like, whoa, wait a second.
Makes no sense.
These people are in a bad way. You don't want to introduce something that they're something else, or white blood cells have to fend off when they're already trying to fight a war that they're losing. You know what I mean?
Right. No, but these are all the people. The group together, the unvaccinated, for whatever reason they're unvaccinated, they are the problem children. And they don't know what to do with us. We are unruly bunch. You know, they want to send us to detention permanently. This is the problem.
Well, you see,
it's a good problem.
I have to tell you something funny. And I don't want to end it here because you know what they're going to do? I know exactly what they're going to do. Because of Nicki Minaj and other folks and her fans and stuff. Now you have somebody at the headquarters, people rallying at the CDC headquarters in Atlanta, right? This thing could get out of control. It probably already has gone out of control, to be honest with you. But they'd bring in somebody, you know, like me and our group and say, what should we do now? I mean, what are we going to do? What is the line? What is the spin? And the spin they're going to use, I think, is they're going to say that, well, that's great, but you should rely on the advice of your physicians. They went to medical school. They know what's going on regarding your health. And they're trusted professionals. Don't rely on celebrities. But they've used celebrities to encourage the vaccination. So they've got themselves in a little bit of a bear trap here. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays.
And most of us now know you cannot trust your doctor. They're killing people.
Yeah. We've
I love when they say, discuss this with your doctor. What? That's the last person I'm talking to.
In the parking lot, when you tell them you're sick and they'll send somebody out to the parking lot to swab your nose.
No.
I don't think I'm going to have a conversation in the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like they treat you like you're trying to, you're hunting out, you're hanging out with Hunter Biden trying to score a quick fix at 3 a.m. somewhere. No,
like,
I mean, so.
Where is it, like, could you never make up that you would have, like, drive-through vaccines, stick your arm out the window? These people don't know your health history. They know nothing about you. And it's like, jab, 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 jab. Like, just like what they were doing with the PCR test, drive-through PCR test. You can't make it up.
I think
this is not about healthcare.
When Nicki Minaj sees the amount of new downloads on her music and things like that, because you know, she's opening herself up to different types of markets now. Perhaps people who were not familiar with her music, but you know, I've looked at her tweets while you were talking, and she's not telling anybody to do anything specifically. She's just sharing her opinion and saying, hey, be careful. And
not allowed. It's not allowed.
But what I'm saying is,
I know. That's the funny part.
As a comparison with Fauci and all these people, they browbeat the city to take the vaccine. And she's right. Saying, maybe, you know, pump the brakes a little bit, maybe. And they still have the knives out for her. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's what's beautiful about it. Somebody like she is, she's seeing that in lifetime. She's seeing that she can't even say something that basic. That, you know, should send a chill up everybody's spine. You're not allowed, period. Yeah, you can't go against the grain. You can't do it.
Sometimes when I sign books, I use two things when I sign books to people. Some people just scribble their name. Here you go, I signed a book. I write, what the hell do I write? I've written it so many times. One of them is, and they're both quotes from Ben Franklin. It's the first responsibility of every citizen to question authority. That's the other one. And the other one is rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Those are my two quotes I wrote from Ben Franklin. Mm-hmm. Since, you know, he's a Philly guy, so we put a little Philly flavor. But it is the first responsibility of every citizen to question authority. And it is, in my estimation, drafting off of Franklin, it is rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. So
I agree.
These are our themes we're seeing play out, and it's going to get crazier. I'll tell you that.
It is. we're buckled up for it.
Nicki Minaj is her sponsors, I'm sure, are just about ready to pull out, depending on what happens at the White House.
Who knows? They might be in her corner. We don't know.
We don't know, but if she's the spark, I'll take it. I'll take whatever we can use. You know,
the damnedest things happen
in these situations. So we'll keep an eye on it. And
because more will join in the chorus. That's what's going to happen. I'm telling you, the more these people know people in their life, it is going to be the spark.
Well, think about it. CNN and MSNBC and all these places, ABC, just pick one. They've only been telling people that conservatives are against this. They never told anybody that folks on the other side of the aisle are against this too. Now that is a narrative that I don't think they're prepared to beat back.
I know, because a lot of conservatives did get the vaccine. Okay. Yes. And exactly. There are many on alternative media. And I just call all of these people, they're no party people. They're no party affiliation. They're adamant against it. All the people I've been following since last year, putting in the hard work. You can't call them conservatives and you can't call them progressives. They're just normal people that are 100% distrusting of the government. And with good reason, because again, what did they give us to trust? We have documented proof of lies. We have documented proof of experiments. We have documented proof of false flags. We're not making that up. You can touch it, read it, see it.
But what happens to the documented proof? I'll tell you. it's deleted by the overlords, the tech overlords. So it doesn't exist. Oh. It might only exist for moments before, if you're fortunate enough to catch it before it's flagged and deleted.
Yeah, you've got to chase it down.
And right. You've got to,
you've got to follow the right people that will keep pointing you to these things to keep digging up and looking at. Right. But we know this, and even people know this from movies and documentaries, and there's so much out there. So yes, you can't, but then again, there might be people that don't know, because again, there's that heavy fist of indoctrination. So when you have like a basic country that really doesn't understand how the body works and, you know, your cells and most people really don't, you could tell them, okay, this virus is going to make you sick, and then they're going to believe it. Because they have the upper hand there. That's why I was begging in March of 2020, saying at the 5 o'clock press conferences, I, as a citizen, want to see scientists from all over the world in that room asking Fauci, Burks, and Redfield. Yep.
Well, that was controlled. That was controlled.
That was controlled.
Psychological warfare.
Yeah. It was definitely wag the dog.
That's Jim 100%. Jones. Jim Jones stuff. He stands up and tells you things, and everybody's spellbound, and the whole thing's a setup, and you don't realize it at the time because there's a panic and there's hysteria, and
right. And I'm thinking the press. Okay, press, you can be there on the outskirts.
No way.
No. I'm saying on the outskirts. The press.
Oh, you mean in the White House press corps.
Right. The press should have been reporting on the questions the scientists and doctors on the front line were asking. That should have been the press's job. But they did not give the American people that opportunity. And that's how we know it's a scheme demic, because they controlled it. They didn't give us what we wanted or what we needed, because you can't hold Fauci's feet to the fire.
Can't do that.
That couldn't happen. He was insulated. Yes. No. I mean, this was so easy for us to see early on. It's because of that level of control. Because a normal situation would be, let's get the best and the brightest in here. Let's put our heads together. Let's see how we can, what's going on here. No, that was not allowed. No. It was a show.
Well, we are still spellbound after all this time to figure out where this is going to go. Now, we've been ahead of the curve, and I have you to thank in many instances for that, for keeping folks ahead of the curve, but also for keeping folks healthy and helping to rehab people. Who was the famous nurse back there in the Civil War? Was it who was the nurse I'm thinking about? You've been that nurse. Was it Clara Barton?
Florence Nightingale? I don't
Florence
know.
Nightingale.
Isn't she a nurse? I don't know.
Was Clara Barton a nurse? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think Clara Barton was also a nurse, and then if she needed to, you know, pick up a rifle and take a shot at a couple people, she'd do that too.
Yeah,
Clara Barton. She founded.
I'm just the mom.
She's a Red Cross founder. You've been our Red Cross founder on pain.tv, helping people and giving them advice and bringing them back to nursing them back, you know, using different techniques and information. And so I thank you for that, because when we launched this thing, I didn't know it would morph into this thing. I didn't know so many people would be speaking with each other and spilling their guts to each other and saying, hey, I'm sick. Can I get some help? And I mean, you know, you build this, you think, well, it'll be a good place to put some of the shows, and we'll have people will be able to comment on them, and there'll be like social media. And then all of a sudden you open it up and it's like, holy shit, this is serious, man. These people need a place to talk.
It's very nice. No, yeah. It's very, very, very nice. I mean, I try to, you know, check every so often on the messages, and basically I am just sharing what I'm still learning. I'm still learning. So, like, if I see something that worked for somebody else, because sometimes almost the same thing works for a lot of people, but then there's some other people that really need a lot more. But it, you know, if I can repeat or copy and paste or something, just to say, you know, I'm learning this too. I mean, I was the guinea pig first. You were the guinea pig second. My family was the guinea pig with COVID. And it just, you know, spiraled from there. And again, they're still not saying you're not going to get sick, but now we know in proper dosages how to kick it faster, you know? But we're looking at one person that spent a whole week with a COVID family member, no mask, was on the protocol, completely fine.
Complete opposite of what we've been fed on a regular basis. So we'll stay on top of it.
They don't want anybody to know this.
We'll stay on top of it. And you've been, a fountain of information and intelligence, and we appreciate it. You talk about the old Encyclopedia Britannicas. That's like coming to you. It's like saying, pulling one of those old, I remember my mom had them. They were red books, these red encyclopedias. And I used to look up these things and read these things. All the different places around the world. And I said, man, I want to see this. I want to see that. That'd be cool. And that's all we had. We had just a set of encyclopedias. And that was like my window to the world. Kids today have the internet. That's like
virtual reality. Yeah. You know, they can go anywhere, just put on the headset and they can go anywhere.
So let's stay on
top. It's not good. It's not healthy, but well, that's what it is.
Topics for another day. We'll see how it goes this week, and we'll keep an eye on everything. And I hope this has been at least partially therapeutic for you.
As always, I
can talk you into exhaustion. Yeah. Eventually, you will wear out. I don't know when, but
figure it out somewhere along the way. I'll just go take another shot of niacin, and I'll go for another round.
Hey, did you see that they? I heard some. I don't know if it's accurate or not, or that they banned NAC in Australia. They're saying they're going to ban it.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, the FDA started here a while ago, and then Amazon stopped selling it.
Yeah.
It is very hard to track down. That's why when I do track it down, I order like four bottles.
No, that's not niacin, right? NAC is different.
No.
Yeah, NAC is different.
NAC is different.
Yeah.
It is very good. It's very good for the lungs. It's very good for asthmatics. And again, my son being an asthmatic, I want to always make sure I have tons of it in. But it's good for people with bronchitis. You know, if you get bronchitis, I mean, again, we're talking about real things that we had before COVID. Like every year people would get bronchitis and chest colds and all of that stuff. And that stuff still happens. So I recommend everybody have the NAC in. And what I've also learned, you know, real quick before we hang up, the more you balance your body with the niacin, the melatonin, like I've pulled back my dosage and I'm holding steady, but you don't need to take all of those other supplements every single day. I spread them out either throughout the day or throughout the week, like maybe every second day or what have you. And that's working out very well. I still feel great and I don't have to take everything every day because everything's getting balanced. Like,
right.
Your zinc gets like, I think, a 70-some% uptake and blah, 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 blah. But I still feel good. But there are still things I like to take, almost like a security blanket. So, yeah, maybe every second or third day an NAC. And the only thing I do recommend, like at least every other day, is the very good B complex. That's real important, the B vitamins, of course. Niacin is a B3. That's what niacin is. So, but all the B vitamins are very, very important. So you got to make sure you get a good quality.
All right.
And on that, I will thank you again for having me on.
Wrap it up, and won't be long now. We'll put this right out to our folks for Friday, and bing, bang, boom. So thanks again.
Oh, thank you. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Dixieland, where I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Lord, soon be over.